Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Big 12 Big Monday preview and picks for also Tuesday, February the 6th edition of the Big 12 Experience on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head over to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, promo code SGPN to get a 10% deposit bonus today. And don't forget to enter our Super Bowl 58 props contest pick 58 Super Bowl prop bets for a chance to win $1,000. Enter today for a free at sportsgambling.com/SB58 or in the SGP app. Welcome, everybody, to the Big 12 College Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Monday, February the 5th, we got Big Monday back in the Sunflower Showdown, baby, on the hardwood. But if you're wondering, you're listening to I Am Moneyline Mac, a.k.a. the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin. Joining me today on the Big 12 College Experience, it's a contradiction because he was born in Provo, Utah. He's got family in Ames, Iowa. He lives in Morgantown, West Virginia. He is Rambling Rush, a.k.a. the co-host of the Ryan and Rush Show. Rush, another week in the Big 12, man.
Another week in the Big 12. I'll flash this one last time from this Saturday's game. Morgantown has become Mormon Town for a little bit, but hey, it happens. It was a great game. Obviously, we talked about it Saturday night. Also got compared to President Zelensky, so that was that was something. I'm just waiting for someone to take my head and put it on the video of him dancing in that black commercial. What was it? They were wearing all black and had high, whatever that was. So I'm sure that's a matter of time, knowing our fans. But appreciate the support, everyone. Good to be back for another week. The record's still hanging on strong, so let's keep this going.
It was a good day for me and the coin. Kennedy had a fire Saturday, but hey, third man in the box, you guys know him as a six Zen champ. Also, he's always fighting a family civil war with family ties in Stillwater, Norman, Waco, Fort Worth. You guys know him as the Big 12 guru, and you know him also as the green mowing weed growing Troy Tuning. What's up, man? Another week of the Big 12.
We had a riveting day at the golf course today, listening to our stormwater pollution prevention I guess it was more of like a presentation of some sort. Man, it was a great, riveting, definitely not boring day at work. Would have had a pretty good week if the referees didn't fuck us in that Baylor game. But if you want to hear that rant, you can go listen to my drunken Saturday night recap of all the games with these two. But we turn the page. We move on. We got a hell of a game tonight. Like I was saying in the pregame to Mac, this one feels like it's a must win for the Wildcats. So we'll see, hopefully some desperation. Maybe we get another overtime game like last year's matchup at the Octagon of Doom. But yeah, very short week for the Big 12, though. So you got chances to go big. Maybe somebody finally goes undefeated in a week, but you know, there's a chance of that 0-5 out there too. If you're rolling with Julio, there's a chance of the 0-5. So
I was gonna say it goes both ways. Yeah, it's a short slate. We can run the table or we can go defeated. But yeah, let's talk about recap where we're at Big 12 standings wise. Houston and Kansas. Kansas has the tiebreaker now because of the fog on Saturday, both at 6-3. And then you got the clump of 5-3 teams, Iowa State, Baylor, Texas Tech, all at 5-3. TCU, the lone soul at 5-4, and Baylor is also the only team at 4-4. Then you got another clump here, 4-5 teams. This is the largest clump in terms of the standings. You got Oklahoma, Texas, Cincinnati, UCF, and Kansas State. So it's five teams sitting at 4-5. Our Mountaineers rush are at 3-6, and Troy's Cowboys are at 2-7. So a lot of 4-5 teams, a lot of 5-3 teams, and it's a 5-4 and 4-4. Everybody separated between two games outside of Houston, Kansas, and Oklahoma State, just the way we fucking drew up this league. The teams that are on the bye too as well are UCF. They're on a bye. Cincinnati's on a bye. And West Virginia's obviously on a bye as well. And TCU. So those are the four teams that have all played nine games. And so now we're going to have everybody through this week at officially the halfway point. Rush, I'll hand it to you. Surprises, disappointments, or it kind of is where you expected almost everybody, actually.
Yeah, it's what we talk about in football and basketball. It's the league of the middle class. Everyone's about the same. You know, there's a couple outliers, of course. My disappointments lie in the obvious. It would have been nice to see a full West Virginia team to start this season. Totally different season we're talking about. But, hey, can't keep belaboring that point. But I'm curious. Tonight's game's going to be an interesting one. Of course, rivalry, right? You throw out the records. Kansas State starting to sink a bit. You know, we all have concerns that if there are problems with Tang, if he'll even be around for next season, we'll, of course, see there. But this is where Kansas State, we really questioned them. I did, at least, to start the Big 12 season, and they kind of took off a little bit, played at least to the level of their opponent. But now they're in sink or swim time. But we know what happens when usually the most desperate team plays in the Big 12. They usually win. So tonight's a huge litmus test for Kansas State.
I think a big surprise for me would be if BYU is able to pull off both of these road wins without traveling back home. If they can go into Norman and win a game, which, again, we've kind of talked about the home court advantage at Norman is nothing compared to, you know, even like a West Virginia or a Kansas or something along those lines. So I could see BYU being a pretty big surprise if they're able to get themselves back in that, you know, above the clump, maybe stay ahead of the Peloton here by a game. But I also think Texas could be one of those teams that kind of works themselves out of that clump. They've got, you know, the guard you can depend on. They've got pretty good forward play. They rebound the basketball. They just need, you know, everything to come together in pretty much every game for them to have a chance to win. But if they can win a couple of games, maybe some unexpected ones, they would be a lookout in the tournament team, I think, with nothing to lose. So that's another one that, you know, those two surprises could kind of work themselves above that. We know they're good basketball teams, but are they ready to, you know, win two tournament games in March?
Yeah, great point. A shout out to the chat. Elliot's on his way to Manhattan tonight for the Octagon of Doom. So boots on the ground for the TCE SGPNU chat. Shout out to Chad G, who continues to put out great graphics. Go check out his Don Julio one from earlier today. Should I be dying? And don't fucking take the Mountaineers again. I told you, every time you take them, they fucking lose. We need you to go back to trying to fade them, because that means we know the Mountaineers will get a win. But yeah, Brian Sanders, Dave Marino, Trevor, everybody's in the chat. It's going to be another fun week in college hoops, guys. This is the fun. What, we got five Sundays or less than 5 weeks till Selection Sunday? This shit's coming, man. You're going to blink it. Unfortunately, it's going to be April the 5th, and we're not going to have college basketball anymore. So enjoy, cherish these weeks while they come. But yeah, my biggest surprise probably would be, I don't really know if I have a surprise, but it is funny that we kind of hinted at that we thought Texas Tech and K-State were a little bit inflated when they were both 4-1 in league play. And you look at them now, K-State hasn't won a game since they were 4-1. Texas Tech has dropped 2 out of 3, including back-to-back games and a home game against a newcomer. So the cream will always rise to the top, it feels like, in this league. Houston and Kansas are going to be 1-2. I'm pretty confident in saying that. I think Kansas will ultimately end up outlasting them just because they've been there, done that. They have the fog. But it's going to be fun watching those two go back and forth over these next couple weeks. And then I think just from 3 to 10 or 11, it's going to be just back and forth, back and forth. Maybe the Mountaineers can, if they can get a road game rush, get back into that clump with UCF and Cincinnati and that crew. It's going to be exciting. And then Oklahoma State, I will say, man, I know we've been down on Mike Boyden, but they have a track record of fighting for him in league play. So they're at 2-7. They've won back-to-back home games. Maybe they can fuck around and play spoiler here over the next couple weeks. They do have a tough one tomorrow night that we'll preview here. But first, before we dive into the lines here for the openers that just came out, so all the games are being released for tomorrow so we can beat the numbers, we got to talk about DraftKings, proud sponsor of the Big 12 Experience. And if you're looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58, DraftKings Sportsbook, as you covered, new customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. You know, I've gone back and forth. I grabbed the Chiefs at the opener, but I may be swaying. So stay tuned. Check out the NFL Gambling Podcast. I may Benedict and flip over to the Niners and fade the Swifties and fade the Mahomeses and all that company by Sunday. But if you're going to do so, get over to DraftKings, best place to bet on games. And, of course, we have a message from Lenny Dykstra about DraftKings.
Hey, this is Lenny Dykstra here at Nails, former world champion with the New York Mets and World Series with the Philadelphia Phillies. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit cctg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Thank you. Hey, this is Lenny Dykstra.
Shout out to Lenny Dykstra. And we're also brought to you by on the Big 12 College Experience Underdog Fantasy. Promo code TCESGPN. Play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college hoops, college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite fantasy stats and cash in. You can win 100 times with some spicy plays. Troy, you've been killing it this year over at Underdog with your picks. What higher or lowers you got queued up, baby?
Thank God. Thank God for prop picks at Underdog. We've got some pretty low numbers here in this Kansas State game. They have Hunter Dickinson listed at 9.5 rebounds. We are going higher on that easily. And they've got DeJuan Harris at 6 assists, and we are going higher on that as well. DeJuan Harris had 11 in that overtime game they played last year at the Octagon. So we're looking for, I mean, we haven't really seen him shoot the ball too much, so hopefully he's facilitating a little bit. And the 9.5 number for Hunter Dickinson just seems, it might even be stinky, but we're still going higher on that one. Trying to go 3 out of 4 here.
I like it. Get over there. Get some higher lowers with Troy Tuning, and make sure you follow him at Troy Tuning. He's giving out them left and right every single night. And when you use the sign-up code TCESGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code TCESGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All righty, guys. This is it. We've been waiting for... Where would you guys rank this game in terms of Big 12 schedule when the games come out? Like, I would say this is a top 5 game I have circled whenever I see the Big 12 schedule. I want to see when Kansas goes to Manhattan just because of the atmosphere, the Octagon of Doom. Rush, where would you rank this game in your Big 12 tier of games?
In terms of, like, matchup?
History, just you, like, hey.
It's a rivalry game that features one of, if not the most historic team in college basketball. So it's definitely up there. I think we all agree that when it comes to rivalry games, throw out the record. So especially when it's at the opponents, the underdogs, is at home. I'm going to be curious next year. I think Kansas, Arizona will leapfrog up a good bit. But this is, yeah, true. I would say top five. Top four matchup in Big 12 play. It's something that we look forward to every year. The only thing that sets it back a little bit is kind of K-State's recent skid and kind of what's been going on this season. So maybe from this season standpoint, it may have, taken a little bit of a tumble. Like last year's K-State team, top three. It might be the best matchup. This year, it remains a top five, especially with how we think it might play out. We talk about the system plays. This is your ideal system play if you like the system, Ryan.
Yes. Troy, where do you rank this? And specifically when they go to Manhattan. At the Fog, I feel like it's not the same juice just because Kansas never loses there. But in Manhattan, it's a different element.
The thing that Rush said earlier about this being a big litmus test for Kansas State stands. That'll probably stand for a lot of games for them. But there's not too many games in the Big 12 that are also litmus tests for Kansas. And that's what makes this game so big. Even in the years when Kansas State isn't, one of the top class teams or like an every week super duper competitor, going to the Octagon is still tough. And specifically when it's a team that everybody that's in that Octagon fucking hates, like Kansas. So, it's definitely an exciting matchup. I think it might even tell more about Kansas this year than Kansas State. If they're able to go in, I know the number is 4.5, but if they're able to go in and cover this game, that'll probably say a lot about this Kansas team, turning the page into February and doing the exact same thing that they do on a yearly basis. So very interesting. I do think that the number might be a little bit too big, but just in terms of the matchup, it's almost always a war between these two, regardless of the skill level of the teams. So you look forward to it. I know this year, the Houston-Kansas matchups, you look forward to them a lot because of how good Houston is. But Kansas-Kansas State is the Oklahoma-Texas of football in terms of just the two that you're always looking forward to, for mm-hmm. sure. I think it might even be the most exciting one for Big 12 fans, especially of the older teams that are looking forward to the schedule mm-hmm. release. This one is always very big.
Yeah, and the conference that's always shifting. That's a good point, Troy. This remains kind of that foundational Big 12 basketball game. I agree with that. That's a good point.
So you guys talked about it. Kansas coming off the big win. I mean, that was a huge win. They shot 70% from the field, back in first place where they are familiar with. K-State loses 4 in a row. They've lost 3 out of 4. Three out of the four games have been on the road, so they're back at home. They did lay that fucking egg against Oklahoma. That was puzzling. I think you got to go K-State here. I think K-State has a shot to win this game. You got to think Kansas is going to come back down after shooting 70% on Saturday. This is going to be a low-scoring physical matchup, and I got the previous years pulled up here when the game's in Manhattan. Like I said, everybody gets dominated at the Fog or lose at the Fog. Last year, K-State wins on the magical play, Marquise Noel to Keontae Johnson dunk. The year before that, where K-State was last place in the league, 78-75, three-point game. The year before that had no fans. Kansas ended up blowing them out, so it's not surprising that they blew them out when there were no fans in the Octagon of Doom. 2020, the last year before the COVID, 62-58, a four-point game. Year before that, K-State won. Year before that, what was a three-point game. So you just look at the track record of when the game is at the Octagon of Doom, it always comes down to the wire, it feels like. And I don't know if K-State ends up getting it done outright, but I'm definitely taking the 4.5. And I think they're live with this is their Super Bowl. They got to have this game to stay on the bubble, or basically the season's over. Yeah, it is concerning. Maybe they may have quit on Tang, but they're going to get up for this one. This is the one for their fan base, their culture, everybody on campus in Manhattan, in the whole community. They hate Kansas. They're going to get up for this. Kansas is coming off their best win of the year. K-State's a spot here. Troy?
I like this stat that Chad G put up there, the fact that they're 4-6-1 against the spread in Manhattan. And especially when I saw somebody say they got it at 5.5, that would be an easy number, I think, that you would say K-State is probably going to prevent them from covering a 5.5. The 4.5 is pretty close. I wouldn't be surprised to see some free throws give Kansas this cover, but I know Dave's trying to convince me here, saying that, you know, the Jayhawk mascot does have yellow and red in it. That combines to orange, and we know Tang is orange, and you got to play that angle a little bit. I do think the safer play would be the under in this one, but I'm going to take the 4.5 with K-State and expect them to have, you know, maybe it's their last bit of intensity of the year and we kind of see the downfall afterwards, but I think that they get out and come out firing in this game. So give me the points.
Here's my prediction is I'm with you guys. I'm going to take the points with Kansas State. And here's why. I think Kansas did an excellent job, obviously, against Houston, especially in the first half. Houston did a good job in the second half, but the hole was so big they couldn't get out of it. I think this is kind of one of those scheduled losses we talk about with Kansas. I think they lose this game, and then they go on that run we were talking about. And then I think what's going to happen is I think they're going to lose the at Houston game, the last game of this season. And then that's going to be kind of one of those, you know, a team loses, they kind of need to get that loss to humble them a bit, and then they take off. And then I think Kansas ends up winning the Big 12 tournament. But I think after this game, they'll lose this game. At least it'll be a close game. I'll definitely take in the points here with Kansas State, as I said. And then I think Kansas, this is when they take off and go on that run we've seen historically. There's usually one more game in February, and then they'll drop a later game. Maybe they drop two more, but I think this is the game before the run. So I'm taking Kansas State plus 4.5. And boom. Kennedy is on Kansas.
Good.
Trying to get back in it.
Yeah. Stay on the fucking Jayhawks. And Chad's trend is good. And it's worth note that it goes back to 07. That's when Huggs took over the program, then gave it to Frank Martin, then to Bruce Weber, and now to Tang. Not that dead era where they lost like 38 in a row to fucking Kansas with Woolridge and or after Long Kruger era. So that's a good sample size. K-State all day in the Octagon of Doom tonight. Tomorrow night, this is a good one right here, guys. I like this one. Iowa State's going to Austin. Texas is laying 2.5 here. I actually struggle with this one just because Texas has not been a good favorite this year. They've been good in that dog roll. Iowa State's coming off the tough loss on Saturday night, but I think Texas needs another marquee win here. I think Texas, this is a good spot for them to solidify their resume even more. Beat Iowa State, who really struggles in Austin, especially under Otzelberger. They've lost by 20 and 17 over the last 2 years. I like the Cyclones to keep this close, but I like Texas to grind out another one, man. I think Texas is actually trending in the right direction over the last couple weeks. I'll take the Horns and their size. I don't know what it is about Texas being a tough matchup for Iowa State. Maybe it's just because of their size and athleticism and speed, and Iowa State likes to play that grinded out game. And when they get down there in Austin, it kind of turns into a little bit of a track meet. But I'll take the Texas guards here over Iowa State. Troy, are you going back to the well with Texas?
I think I am going to go back to the well and lay these points with Texas. Now, if it gets to 3.5, I would be a little more scared. It seems like it's a 3-point game. Iowa State, you know, that is they do lose a heartbreaker with the ball still being in Momcilovic's hands there on a game winner.
Yeah.
But you do have to note that they probably don't get back in that game like 98 out of 100 times without everything that transpired with the bullshit technical and ticky-tack fouls the whole time. I think maybe the referees in Texas will protect the Longhorns a little bit more than referees in Waco fucking the Bears in the butthole the way they did. I don't see too many ways that there's teams like Texas that when games are close and depending on guys to get buckets at the end of the game, you know, you got Max Abmus and you got Dylan Dessou that and you got Mitchell that are all, they can almost isolate any of those three at any point in time and still get a bucket without having to run like some complex set or anything. But I just see the trend of Texas being, you know, they're taking that roller coaster lift. It's going uphill pretty quickly for them. And I know you can kind of handicap the fact that they couldn't beat West Virginia, but Iowa State, I would almost be more excited to take the points with them if they had lost to Baylor by 10 or 12, but because they were able to fight back in that game and kind of you don't really gain anything from fighting all the way back, even though it was, you know, we all think that it was kind of spurred by the referees, but there's no, nothing to hang your hat on when you still don't get out of the building with at least like a 1-point or 2-point win there with everything, all the chances right in front of you. I think it's a bit of a letdown spot even after a loss for Iowa State here. So I will think about the alt 7.5 again with Texas too.
I don't dislike the angle. Russ, where are you going?
So I'm going to jump with you guys. I'm doing Texas -2.5 as well. Texas has a trend where they like to win two, lose two, win two, lose two. So they'll get their second win and their first loss when West Virginia comes to town on Saturday. So just to, you know, let Chad G know ahead of time not to bet that game on Saturday. But I agree with you guys. I think Texas athleticism, I think their size being at home, I think that's how they get Iowa State. I know we talked about Kansas State, this being a litmus test against Kansas, but we're kind of at a point where a lot of these teams in their matchups for this week, it's a litmus test. We're at that halfway point of the season, kind of seeing where everyone is. I think I'm really curious how Iowa State plays in this game. I think it's a litmus test for them as well, but I'm taking laying the points with Texas. And Kennedy is on Texas as well. So, yeah, Iowa State's now going to win.
Well, in Iowa State at this point last year, they were in first through, I think, January. Yeah, yep. They were 6-2 through January 24th. And then they had a front-loaded schedule where they had all those home games. And then they kind of hit the wall. I feel like that's going to happen again here. They're going to find a way. What do we think? 9-9, 10-8 in Big 12 play.
Something like that.
Don't win their home games when they got to win them. But I think they're definitely due for a little more regression on the road. Texas gets back to 5-5 in our opinion. And it's another system where it's an unranked team laying points against a ranked team. So I think everybody will see the number with Iowa State. That's been a profitable trend as well. But, you know, it's also profitable. Well, if you're headed to Super Bowl 58 and get over there to the props contest, $1,000 winner take all, free to enter, picks 58 props to Super Bowl 58. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or the link in the SGPN app. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states and allows you to list almost any kind of bet, perfect for getting in on the action with even those Super Bowl fun prop bets. So peer-to-peer social betting platform based in 40 states. Head over to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus today. And it's the best, man. Get over there. Get down on some Cut and put your money where your mouth is, baby. And we're brought to you by Game Time. Game Time's back. And if you want to get over there to freaking the Little Apple tonight, get the Octagon of Doom, go over to Game Time, man. It's the best. You know where you're sitting. Best prices. Rush, you love some Game Time, I know. You got that shirt.
Yeah, this is because of Game Time.
Yeah.
That's your part of UNLV Hawaii.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been that shirt was about $1,000. We never would have been able to fucking get the shirt if we didn't use Game Time to get into that filthy dome in fucking Vegas. So
yeah, it's where the Super Bowl is. It was a great stadium. It is.
Don't tell Colby he's gonna execute you.
I know.
Snag the tickets without stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download the Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All righty, man. This is a fun little Tuesday in the Big 12, guys, because the Cougars are headed to Oklahoma. So this is a back-to-back road spot for the Cougs. They're going to Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner's been stumbling a little bit. Porter Moser and company. Porter Moser, they are coming off a back-to-back road trip where they dropped the UCF game at the back end of the trip, lost that game by 10. They beat K-State in the first game after that. So they've lost 3 out of 4, and they're coming back home. They've lost 2 home games in a row, too. Remember, before they went out on the road, they had dropped back-to-back home games. I'm on the Sooners, man. BYU shot the shit out of the ball the other night. I don't think that they're going to be able to duplicate that on back-to-back road games in a sleepy environment in Norman. I like the athletes of Oklahoma to wear down BYU throughout. Like I said, they were 13 of 36 the other night from 3. I think Oklahoma holds them to a more non-efficient way of playing offense. And give me the Sooners here to bounce back in a game that they need to have, man. They need to stop the bleeding. They've lost 3 out of 4. I'll take the Sooners at home.
Yeah, I think BYU is the better basketball team, but just based on the fat and happy versus the scrawny and desperate, I think I'm gonna take the 1 point with Oklahoma, but you know, play the money line as well. Just especially if it's only at 1. I do think Porter Moser's defense might have a little bit more to offer than what West Virginia did. And you know, the back-to-back road spot is always just a kind of a simple handicap. Hard to play those 2 games in any conference, nevertheless, the Big 12. So I'll take Oklahoma, and I'm definitely thinking straight up.
So growing up a BYU fan, I know how this game goes. Like you just got a big win in Morgantown. You're feeling yourself. You're feeling good. Hey, should be able to go to Norman, get that win, head back to Provo. Not going to happen. BYU is going to lose this game. A couple other notes about the BYU team is obviously Khalifa didn't play in Morgantown. I'm not sure if he's feeling better and got a plane flight to Norman. The West Virginia team stayed in Morgantown Saturday night. My guess is Sunday. I don't know if they travel on Sundays. They probably left Monday, today, early morning for Norman. Don't get me exactly on that, but I'd be a little surprised if they traveled on Sunday. So at least they reduced the travel time there. But also Waterman, he played in that game because of Khalifa was sick, but he was really sick as well. There may be something going around that BYU locker room. If you know, we got a couple players sick, we're getting to that time of the season where you know, that stuff spreads around too. Again, don't quote me on that. I'm just trying to put puzzle pieces together. And then also my history of just kind of knowing BYU just winning 2. It's just not going to happen. Like it doesn't happen. They're riding high off that Morgantown game. That was a great win for them. Even if they lose this game, there's nothing to be ashamed about there. So I'm picking OU as well, obviously with it being +1 on the money line too. So we'll see what Kennedy has to say. I will say the Ryan and Rush show is at 6 o'clock today. And we might have a special guest on that show as well. So check that out, 6 o'clock, if you want to hop on over at the Ryan and Rush show. And Kennedy is on OU as well.
Sooner.
I think he wants the Sooner girls instead of the Cougars. So
we just went clean sweep on Texas and Oklahoma back to back.
Gross.
Hey, we're not biased though. I mean, there is something to be said about that. We
also don't hate him in basketball as much as we do.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not as air like. Although Texas has been a little. Roddy Terry's been a little bit of a bitch this year. With horns down, so always horns down.
Horns down.
There you go. I'll tell you a place where they talk about some horns down. That's in Lubbock and that's in Waco, and they're going to hook up tomorrow for a nice tilt here between the Red Raiders and Bears. This is a Scott Drew coaching tree matchup. Grant McCaslin gets his first crack at Scott Drew. Jerome Tang's 3-0 against Scott Drew. Texas Tech is coming off back-to-back losses. Waco is more hostile this year, but Baylor doesn't really blow anybody out. I feel like Baylor's in a fucking barn burner every fucking game. I'm going to be on Texas Tech here. I think they're the tougher team. I kind of feel like we're walking into another Baylor 2-3 point win where they find a way to make enough plays down the stretch. I'm going to take the points with the Red Raiders to hang around in this thing and fight till the very end. I could see them leading a majority of this game. More desperate spot. Side note, Baylor has Kansas on deck at the Fog on Saturday as well. So give me the Red Raiders as a away team coming off back-to-back losses.
Would you feel any differently about this 6 if they had beat Iowa State by 10 or 12?
I probably would have liked Texas Tech more if Baylor had blown them out. I'm going off of the Scott Drew coaching tree angle and Texas Tech being desperate as hell. I think it's a physical Big 12 drag it out game right down to the very end.
Because I'm definitely scared of the 6. it's a little bit inflated. Like you said, there's not a lot of total blowouts by Baylor so far. I just kind of like the way that they turned the corner and played. And I like I said, in my mind, that's a 10 or 12 point win against Iowa State. And then it's still impressive that everything that happened went down and they, you know, gave up a 20 straight points and were able to still kind of meander their way through that and then come through and win at the end of the game. But I don't know if that's enough for me to lay the 6, and therefore I'm doing it just because it doesn't really make sense. I don't know why the line would be 6 unless they really have some respect for Baylor. And I don't know, maybe they come out there and they play really hard for Scott Drew the whole game after he got thrown out of one. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Tech leading this game a little bit. I think, you know, Jacoby makes too many freshman mistakes down the stretch in a lot of these games. Maybe they kind of turn the corner. Maybe they go through Langston Love a little bit more outside of Ray J. Dennis. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and lay it with Baylor just because it makes no sense.
I agree with what both of you are saying. When you initially look at this line, like my first reaction to this is Texas Tech may win this game outright. Very well could on a 2-game losing streak, might be 3, but they're definitely on a little bit of a losing streak here. And they desperately need one. But then, like you said, Troy, you start thinking about this and it's like, does this line stink? Like, is Baylor about to go win by 8 or 10 points? I'm going to go off my gut reaction. Like I said, I could see this going either way. Yeah. I'm gonna go in the middle ground and just take the 6 points with Texas Tech just because I think they are desperate and really need this. And Baylor kind of escaped on Saturday. You talked about how they had Kansas on deck. So maybe Baylor plays a little bit through the motions here. But I, you know, this is definitely that pick where it's like your gut versus your brain. So yeah. I could see that. So we'll see.
I think if you're going to be on the side of Texas Tech and take the points. Right. Well, yeah, definitely get it right now. But if you're going to be on the side of Texas Tech and take the points and you think that it's going to be a grinded out game, the way that Baylor shot free throws and couldn't really execute that well at the end of the game, I would definitely think about playing the money line if you're going to play the points.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just could see something weird happening at the end, like a weird turnover, and then Baylor, you know, scores to win.
The dunk with a second left up by 5.
Something like, but – Kennedy's on Baylor.
Yeah, I definitely think if you like the 6, it would be the time now. Because I think it's going to be around 5.5 or 4.5. I think it's right in between that. I think it's 5. I think 5 is the right number. So we'll see. It's I'm looking forward to that game a lot. It's this is a typical Big 12 game. Baylor, Texas Tech, both teams right in the middle of the pack. Both coaches know each other. So looking forward to that one. I'll tell you where else people know a lot about each other. That's Hall of Fame Bets, because you can win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, props, game lines. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download that Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com, code SGPN, to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All righty. We're back on the Big 12 College Experience. Final game on the slate for tomorrow. Has this line officially came out? And I am getting note through the chat that K-State line is moving in our favor. So, hey, first of all, I hope you got it 5.5 last night when we did the show. I hope you got it 4.5 when we did it about half hour ago, because it's coming down towards 3.5 now. So, yeah, looks like we are on the right side, which means Kansas will win by 6. You know how that works. Does anybody see a line for Houston and Oklahoma State? Still no line.
Ryan, so. I think you put it in. I think here it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Houston's coming off the loss. They're laying 100 tomorrow night. They might as well be laying 100.
Lay it.
let me do it. Oh, here, let me put it through my Moneyline Mac algorithm. Houston, KenPom. God damn, KenPom says 21.
I wouldn't be surprised at a 19.5.
We all agree that you just lay this with Houston, no matter what? The first, I think we all agree.
Yeah. Has Houston not covered any of these off a loss yet? Well, no, they lost back to back, and then they had Texas Tech in. Bent them over. There's not a look ahead either. They got Cincinnati. Oklahoma State's off the win. Last time they were off a win, they went to the fog and just
Kennedy's on OK State. there you go. Evens it out.
Yeah, man. I would love to take Oklahoma State here, but I just can't see it. They're a different animal at home, man. They're a different animal at home. They don't let up in that building. They'll win the game by 25. I think I agree with you guys. I think that Texas Tech game is the recipe. 77-54. That seems like a good final score for this game. Maybe worse.
This seems like the intro cut before they start the game should have like a not safe for work tag on it beforehand. This could be a complete sodomizing of the Cowboys. And even if it was at 22 or 23.5, still thinking about laying it. This is going to be a beatdown.
Yeah. Texas Tech, they beat 77-54. K-State, they beat 74-52. It's going to be right around one of those games. It may be closer to the West Virginia one, 88-55. So, yeah, we'll lay it with Houston.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, first half team total under could be free money.
Love Kennedy balances.
E-Money says it's at 21. So this will be just like that West Virginia game.
Yeah.
So we'll take it. Is that our official number? Minus 21?
Yeah, 20. That's what KenPom has it too.
Yeah, so there we go.
And the book usually is not going to be 2 or 3 points off of.
No.
Especially on a 20-point line. They're just going to be like, copy and paste. So we'll all lay it with the Cougs. All right, gentlemen. Another good show. Lock, Dog, and Tease time. And then we'll throw out a parlay together. We've been fucking so close on these parlays. There's always one that lets us down. Lock.
That's how it works. You want me to go?
I already know my lock.
Yeah. I'm thinking about locking Houston.
Yeah, I'm locking Houston.
Me. Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Houston minus.
All right. I'll come up with another one. So Rush is locking up Houston. It's so gross.
Lock it up. I mean, if that's what you want, Ryan.
No, I'll go to another game. Troy, who you locking?
I was gonna lock Houston too.
I love it. I'll lock Texas.
That 21 ain't scaring me. I'm not letting fucking Chad G make me a snorkeler on Chat GPT AI art. Okay, Yeah. We dive all the way in.
Me and Elliot Money are gonna lock Texas.
That would be my second one.
I'm fading Iowa State on the road, man. They almost won a road game after. Yeah, so this is a fade spot off of back to back. Dog. Cats. Email. Bring out the cats tonight. Down go the Jayhawks. Dun, 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 dun. That stupid dance that they do. Let's go cats, baby.
I'm going to dog the Sooners.
Small pup.
Small pup. Little baby pup.
You want to all
I know you it? Guys. You guys might have seen. I mean, I would take it at like -1.5.
Okay.
I'm going to do something dangerous. I need to get my dogs back. In honor of my two dogs, we're going to double dog today. Double dog in both your picks, K-State and OU. Let's have a little fun. Let's live a little dangerously.
I like it.
Would you let me double lock Texas? Have it just a double day? Double.
Yeah, go ahead. Lock,
yeah,
go
there ahead. We go. I need to get my record back up and going. I feel good
everything,
about it.
Double lock, double dog. Double. Yeah.
This is going to be me in my basement tonight watching K-State. That stupid dance they do. Go cats.
You should do that on the Peloton, Ryan, for your workout stuff.
Yeah.
My pick for today.
K-State. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get a video in. I already got it in, but I couldn't get a video in. I was doing work while I was working out.
If they win tomorrow, heaven forbid you do your day job.
No doubt. So K-State play today. I gave it out last night. No, I don't think people are gonna get a video. It's already 5 o'clock. it's beer drinking time. So all right, guys. Parlay real quick. We all agreed on Texas, Oklahoma, and Houston. And K-State. So do you want to just go K-State, Texas, Oklahoma?
Let's do it.
Sure. What are you scared of Houston for?
Just in case they give up a bullshit bank three to only win by 20. You know?
I think you could do K-State, Texas, and Oklahoma as one and then do Houston, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Actually, I like that.
No. It, depending on how the K-State game goes, if Kansas is able to go into the Octagon and win, then you just turn around and do the Houston, Texas, Oklahoma parlay the next night.
I like that.
I like that.
All right. Yeah. So we'll ride with that.
We're doing double options. You got to have options.
Double money lines, double locks, double dogs. Love it.
All right. Let's get down. A lot of agreement, a lot of consensus. So we're definitely going to get ambushed today.
So we're fucked.
Take the opposite.
Yep.
Damn, Julio's gonna crush it this week.
I just think the situations are the situational spots are really good in these weeknight games this week. So, all right, guys, that does it for another edition of the Big 12 College Experience. We will be back Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern, to dive into the openers, and then, of course, Saturday night where we recap all the action and have some fun before the main show. Big 12 Experience at 12. He is at Troy Tuning. He is at Rambling Rush. I am at Moneyline_Mac. Go check out the Ryan and Rush show going off here in an hour.
With special guests.
See you at the College Basketball Experience here later tonight. I think we go a little bit early tonight because it's NC Nick Monday. So probably going to go live around 9:30 Eastern. Set your reminders, subscribe. We all come together on youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. And we'll see you guys Friday on the Big 12 show and see you in a couple hours over at the College Basketball Experience and Ryan Rush show. We are out of here.
Great job, chat.
Mormon town, baby. See you at the Ryan Rush show.